Hello, 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 hello.
Hello and welcome.
Hello.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
And we are grateful to be broadcasting to you across the unceded, ancestral, and shared territories of the Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and Squamish people from the city colonially known as Vancouver. You are listening to Chartsomania. I'm Danny.
I'm Jay.
I'm Nikki.
So we got us three today in the studio.
Three in the stew. How many soldiers are we down?
We're down. I think two. B's not around.
Yeah, B's not around. Steph's not around.
Yeah, we're down two soldiers.
We're down a few
troopers.
But we got lots of music.
Yeah, super we're still troopers. Even through.
Here's There's Super Troopers by ABBA. Just kidding.
Wouldn't do that to you. We love you, dear listener, too much to do that to you.
Do we want to perhaps talk a little bit about our experiences at the show on Friday?
At the Gex show, so it was the meetup. Every single person there was a fan of the show. I literally got a selfie with every single person in attendance. They just all loved Chartsomania.
They kept asking, yeah, and we had to give it to them.
There was paparazzi. They were just obsessed with us. Like, Chartsomania, Chartsomania, oh my God. But other than that, other than the fans, it was a really good experience. We were at the barrier, had a lot of fun. Laura, my beloved. I mean, I guess I was disappointed about one thing.
What was that?
Un thing. And I imagine you were too. And I know Nikki was too.
Okay, what is it?
She's kind of away from mic right now. A little AFK.
Yeah, sorry. I'm just changing the headphones because I can't actually hear anything. But I think I know what you're going to say.
It is that they like really stayed to their each respective sides of the stage. So like we got to see Dylan up close and personal, but Laura, my beloved, was too far away for most of the concert, and they didn't switch sides at all. So I don't know. It would have been a much better experience if they had. I only got like 50% of the Gex.
Yeah, I was. So you guys were at the barricade at the front.
Yeah,
we made barrier.
I was in the midst of it all, like in the middle, like most of the time.
Middle of everything. And the Peonyorum is Peonyorum.
Peonyforum, yeah.
Peonyforum is basically just a big warehouse.
Yeah.
So you're in the middle of a warehouse surrounded by people.
yeah, I was in. Machine Girl was like pretty sweaty.
It smelled crazy in there, by the way.
But Gex was really quite something else.
Yeah, I was standing my ground hard because the pit forming behind me and just people like, I don't know, my friends and I, I was like enveloped with two of my friends beside me, so I knew it was them. But at certain points, there were just random hands gripping onto the barrier with like no person attached because they were just so determined to get next to me. And it made me really uncomfortable, honestly, but I stood my ground. And I had a good time, but if I had been anywhere but there, I wouldn't have been able to see anything.
Yeah, I had to get in. I had to go in and out. I kept going out to the side to get some air, and then I had to go back in.
Oh, yeah.
And then I got, like, domino effect to the ground.
Did you get hurt at all?
Luckily, no.
That's good.
Because I'm a bit tall. I'm a bit overpowered. I can kind of stand my ground.
Yeah, and there's a couple smaller patrons that evening, so
yeah,
must have been a little bit scary.
Yeah,
for them.
I couldn't imagine if I had been anywhere other than where I was with my really tall friends all around me as well.
Especially during like near the end of the set, I think what were they playing towards the end? Not like the very end, but I think when they played Money Machine.
They played Money
Machine.
That was like fifth last or something.
Yeah, when that happened, it was complete chaos.
Yeah,
in the pit.
It was bad.
Yeah, there were lots of like, you'd think you were safe, and then there'd be, and then the pit would like start opening up, like right next
to you. Were
there
people like
crowd
killing?
It was alive. The warehouse
crowd
was
killing.
Was there any crowd killing, or was it mostly just like push pit?
Not quite. A lot of pushing.
There was a circle pit during Machine Girl, right?
Yeah, there was. Machine Girl came into the.
Yeah,
the
Machine
audience.
Girl hopped in over the barrier.
Didn't
with,
come
with
very
her
close.
Mic.
Everywhere except close to where my friends and I were standing, like right into the crowd. B got to touch them. I did too.
I touched Machine Girl's leg.
Woo!
Wow.
More like their knee, but wow.
I didn't get to.
And they played Status, so
the fit
big
was
win.
Really good. Like the coveralls.
Like, yeah, their really fit went fit. Hard as hell.
It was really good. It was a really good show. I liked Laura's fit. I was very pleasantly surprised that Laura didn't have her dogs out, because I've been saying that her fatal flaw is always having those feet out, them grippers. But, important but, she had them covered this time with some beautiful checkerboard Vans.
So. Okay, yeah.
Thanks, Laura.
Well, yeah, the fit went crazy as always.
It made my experience better.
And the black lipstick. And Dylan in his disheveled stoner
the
aesthetic.
Tims with the basketball shorts.
The basketball shorts are crazy. That's
there
just...
were lots of outfits there, too. I saw a few jokers.
Yeah, a couple clowns. There was a clown that got kicked out during Machine Girl.
Yeah, shout out that person. I came across their Instagram shortly after the concert, and I was like, oh, that's you. That's the one. Because they were, like, waving to the whole crowd and jumping around while getting pulled away.
Please, if you're going to one of these shows, don't bring like too much on you.
Mm-mm. Yeah, you're gonna lose it
because you're either gonna lose it or you're gonna have to just pay a ton for coat and bag check.
Yeah. Oh my god. And then the line for the coat check afterwards.
Ooh,
yeah.
our friend
was there for like 30 minutes.
Yeah, rest in peace, Soup.
Yeah, so try to keep it light if you're bringing stuff to a concert.
Unless you can make it to barrier.
We were pretty good. Peony Forum, though, like, frolicking to the barrier, which is what B and I did.
Yeah.
We frolicked to the barrier. It literally feels like an apocalyptic warehouse, because you can just see the shadows of people slowly walking toward the stage. It's super dark, and there's fog machines.
You can't even see the stage from the entrance.
You can't,
like,
it's
so foggy.
It's just so long, like, giant warehouse. It literally feels like a map in the video game.
Yeah,
like, it did not feel real.
It feels like they would house, like, ancient alien technologies.
It felt like a warehouse where they put zombies and everyone was just like walking towards their demise.
A COD zombies map.
Yeah, well, this has been good, but I think what will be even better is the songs we're gonna get into.
Some songs? You wanna hear some songs? Some tunes?
That might be a little bold, but
we're
yes.
We're gonna bring you some,
okay.
some new music.
How about we get three to you first? We got, I think three we're pretty excited about, at least two of them for sure. Forever by Katramine. Katranada.
Katramine.
Katranada and Amine together. Katramine.
Featuring the unexpected collab.
Yes.
That song goes really hard.
And I think they've got a record coming too.
It was produced by Pharrell.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we went down a rabbit hole of all the songs that Pharrell has produced. It is so many.
Just
but
the four count at the beginning.
Yeah.
You can
but I will always just think, whenever I think about Pharrell, about that one damn song, because I'm happy.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you feel
well, we got
like
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, a cappella today. We got Fallen by Joey Bad. And then I
bad
can't say
blank.
Bad blank. Yeah.
Joey
that
Bad
guy's
Butt?
Mr. Robot.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it Joey Bad Butt?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. If you like Joey Bad...
Bad Butt.
Bad Butt, you should watch Mr. Robot, the TV show. He's in it.
I feel like Joey Bad Butt would absolutely hate that we're calling him Joey Bad Butt.
Yeah, probably.
I'm so very sorry, but this is a radio.
I'm so very sorry, Mr. Bad Butt.
Yeah, we can't say you're real. We could say Joey A $$.
That's true.
We could, but I think Joey Bad Butt is better.
And then we got Always by Daniel Caesar.
Oh, just
his
cook
record,
after cook after cook.
Never
these
enough.
Are all great.
So we got those three coming your way.
I'm so excited.
Right about now. Whoa.
Like Sap, I say, she over here talking about Napule. I'm so west, this should be my last name. Ay, I'm looking for a cutie, someone who won't betray. Yeah, and my love goes deep. If I say I love you, then this shit is what I mean. I see you getting wetter through your jock moose jeans. My forever is forever, can't let nothing go between. Diamonds in my ear, put your wifey in the trance. After we kick.
ticket, I'ma turn into a fan. Can't respect a nigga if that's on me to man. I'm loyal to my niggas and I'm loyal to my fam. Y'all switching sides like Stacy Dash. Pride is the cost, look a price the tag. But for 45 minutes, I'ma get the bag. Finna be there for my sons like my name's Stephen Nash. Old booker, this a light cooker. My bitch fine, yes sir, she a looker. This K-Tramine, we don't need no DJ. Not a place for a face we done seen like C-Say. Your mama, but you thinking about my dick. I catch on these nuances in the sis. I told her get a grip, then she hit me with a grip.
In public.
She so loud, she sounds so disgusting. We so loud, it sound like a discussion. I hit it with some rhythm, call it pussy percussion. Spank that ass, broke her back up in London. Hit it like Anderson, pack that pussy up, baby, I handle it. No matter if you with somebody new, you gon' think about me and I think about you too.
Break. Roses red, violets are blue. I just might cut off all my hoes for you. So what you like, ah ha ha ha. Say what you like, ah ha ha ha.
I'm falling for you. And I don't wanna catch myself. No, I don't wanna catch myself. And I don't wanna catch myself. I'm falling for you. And I don't wanna catch myself. No, I don't wanna catch myself. And I don't wanna catch myself. Coming down, I feel coming down. This feels like summer love. I need you to love me now. Won't you love me now? Coming down, I feel coming down. This feels like summer love. I need you to love me now. Won't you love me now? Falling for you.
I'm all in
for you.
I'm calling. I'm falling
for you. Falling for you.
I'm all in
for you.
I'm calling
for you.
I'm falling
for you.
They
say all is fear and love and war, and I ain't afraid to risk it all. Fuck it if I trip and fall, barely do I miss your call. Safe to say you got me open, miss me girl, I miss you more. Soon as you walk through my door, I need your panties on the floor. I swear that you ain't got a flaw, it was love at the first time you let me hit it raw. If I shine, then we both shine, but let you shine more. Go above, beyond for my mom, Shetty, me and more. Fuck who you was with before, cause you look better next to me, respectfully. Any nigga trying to get to you, he gotta check with me. Girl, that's just the principle, don't try to call that jealousy. I'm trying to start a legacy, add you to my pedigree. Can't you see
I'm falling with you, and I don't wanna catch myself. No, I don't wanna catch myself. No, I don't wanna catch myself. I'm falling with you, and I don't wanna catch myself. No, I don't wanna catch myself. No, I don't wanna catch myself. Coming down.
Roses red, violets are blue. I just might cut off all my hoes for you. So what you like, ah ha ha ha. Say what you like, ah ha ha ha.
Change, pray.
Hello, hello, hello. We are back. Just heard
what
three
did we hear?
Very nice tunes. Forever by Kate Ramine.
Forever.
Featuring Pharrell Williams. Fallen by Joey. Joey Badass.
Good job, Jay.
And Always by Daniel Caesar off his new record, Never Enough.
All of those tracks had like, they just all blended into each other in the best way possible.
Yeah, those were all really nice tracks.
All very smooth cuts.
So, just so nice. I just, those were three, like, banger after banger after banger. Like, I did like the kind of transition from the, like, that means forever, the really, like, upbeat. And then at the end, we were, like, chilling it back a bit with Daniel.
Yeah.
And then it was really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
We were discussing some of Daniel's previous Twitter posts, I assume.
Yeah, I don't know much of the context, but I did say, if bad person, why voice so pretty?
Yeah, Daniel Caesar said some
questionable,
fascinating things in the past. But we do like his music.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. That's comparable to like when my friends and I had this group chat called Queen Nicki, as in Nicki Minaj, for a very long time. But then if you remember the anti-vax stuff coming out about Nicki, we changed
cousin?
It to questionable Nicki. and it stayed questionable Nicki for like a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did Nicki Minaj ever change her mind about that?
No, I think she just like,
I think she's
dropped
also
that tweet about the,
to a sex offender.
She is married. I told Nicki about this last
about
week. I think she just dropped that tweet about her cousin in Trinidad with the like,
yeah, that was really funny to me. But
and then she just stopped talking about that issue altogether. But we have something to talk about, and it's the songs that are coming up next.
Wow, we got three more tunes that I'm very excited about, actually. We got Sleep It Off by Baby Father, Dean Blunt Associate, of course.
Big Blunters in
the
building.
We got Time and Again by Tough Age. And we got a new King Krewel single that released today.
King
Krewel is back. And
they're back.
Crueler than ever.
Yeah, crueler than ever. I think it's in June. So we still got a bit till the record. But we got a little taste of it today with Seaforth by King Krewel. So I'm going to get to some ads, and we'll get those to you in a sec.
I'm excited to see how cruel it gets.
Yes.
Being caffeinated? And do you hate that greedy, soulless international conglomerates are succeeding in the cutthroat world of coffee? Sounds like local coffee roasters Trek Coffee is for you. Trek Coffee is 100% indigenous and military veteran owned and operated. Let's keep small businesses thriving. Stop by Sunshine Convenience on 4th, the Super Value on Commercial, or grocery checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek Coffee today.
One hour of happy, happy, fun time music, Fridays at 12 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. One hour of happy, happy, fun time music, Fridays at 12 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
And unfortunately, we're all human. Except me, of course.
The list is long and who's to beg? on the pavement like an egg. Ooh, who let you down? Who let you down? Who let you down? Come on. Who let you down? Who let you down? Huh? It's an ever-spinning dance. Let me take you out for lunch. Just an ever-going game of chance. And we soak it like a sponge. Spending time so it don't strike dead. 'Cause these hours aren't meant to ache. Holes of half with dunce block heads. Beg your pardon, heaven's sake. Who broke you off? Who broke you off? Who broke you off? Come on. Who broke you off? Who broke you off? Huh?
Same eyes. I'm freer than the bird. We soar above the broken arch. The train line in Seaforth. We sit and watch the planet die in up above. We sit and smile without concern. Now walk through shop centers together. Our love dissolves this universe. I see you, my same eyes. Reflect the world that falls apart. There's a fire in our heart. Maybe this faith.
Hello, hello, hello,
hello, hello.
We are back once again.
We're
good.
So back, even.
Mythical morning.
Shut up. Okay, anyways, ignoring that, I really like the waves at the end of the song. Jay pointed
out.
I
like that too. That's a nice way to end. I think it kind of started with that too. It started kind of calm, ended kind of calm. I enjoyed that.
Sounds with like ocean samples are fun. I don't know. I was like posting this story about a seagull, and then I was like, well, I know there's a lot of tracks out there. The first one that came to mind was Kids by MGMT, of like songs with seagull samples. But then I was like, okay, I gotta find something really good. So I looked it up, and I was like, someone out there has compiled this, and someone has in fact done that. And there's this Reddit thread that's been going on for a very long time of just songs with seagull samples. And I think it was a nice journey.
That's awesome. The last song I remember hearing, not seagulls, but like songbirds on, was on the last Wiseblood album.
Oh.
On God Turn Me Into a Flower at the end, like the last 2 minutes is like ambient with like just bird sounds and like various other nature noises. And it was it's really pleasant.
That's so hype.
Shout out to various other nature noises.
Exactly.
Shout out to nature.
My kind of sample.
People need to add nature more into their music.
Yeah.
Real.
Like Echo 2K on E.
Yeah, yeah, that wasn't the first one that came to mind, I'll be honest. But yeah,
that definitely didn't come to mind.
Yeah.
Right away.
Or you know how like Adrian Lenker recorded her last album in like the forest, so you can hear like rain.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like stuff. Like Keemstar when he made Found a Dead Dollar.
And yeah,
recorded it in the forest.
You know what I think it's like? That is very vastly different to Keemstar. I was gonna say Plantasia, like more.
Oh, gross. Plantasia, good.
Yeah, Plantasia.
Just plant music.
The study album of all time.
No, literally the realist. The amount of essays that have been produced through Plantasia.
Yeah,
I would love to see a tally.
I'd love to see like the perfect study playlist constructed.
Yeah, from, the like, perfect Plantasia study. Did you hear about the music to study to going down.
Really? What? Like Chilled Cow?
No, not Chilled Cow. The girl writing.
That's crazy. When
Wait,
I ran,
she's not there anymore.
Well, I don't know if it's if it was like for a brief amount of time or if it's still the case. But I know that it went down like a few days
and
ago.
It had like a streak, right? And
yeah,
like, so the streak was broken.
Wow.
Yeah, so people were freaking out.
I thought the kids were with that, but I ran an after school program last year, and it was like fourth graders to like seventh graders, and we would like. They would put on background music, but it was like classical music and stuff. So that one day I was like, I know what these kids need. And it's lo-fi hip-hop beats to chill slash relax study to. And I put it on, and they had never seen it before. They were all amazed by the loop, and they all like freaked out at the smart board looking to see if there were any changes. And they're like, oh, she flipped the page. And it was just such a raw moment of like, wow, these children, they'd be very sad.
That girl is ubiquitous.
They really, really liked it. So now, like, that whole rural elementary school, all of the, like, teachers know about lo-fi.
That's
yeah, I will only make exceptions for lo-fi hip-hop for, like, ninth grade English teachers that want to be, like, cool.
Oh, you know? I had the exact same experience.
Yeah, it's, they're funny people, but I give them a pass.
Shout out the ninth grade English teacher that suggests that you listen to lo-fi beats in the background, and then you're like, whoa!
Yo!
Yo!
So we're going to go from lo-fi hip-hop, and I'm going to give you a bit of whiplash. You ready?
Ooh.
You ready?
Almost. 1 second. Okay, I'm ready now.
Okay, you ready? Yeah. Okay, this next song is Unhuman by Glue Unit. Then we got Freak Glue Mode Knit by Dorian Electra.
Ooh, yes, we love that track, and we love Dorian Electra.
Tiny Devil by Divorcer off their little, I think it's an EP. Wait, let me check here. Yeah, their EP, Espionage.
Espionage.
The going Freak Mode baby tee that Dorian wears, I just need it, and I need it right now.
Yeah, get ready for some not chill music.
Yeah. feel me feeling condoms with the hot sauce. Let me sniff you, let me huff you, let me lean in for a quick whiff. But tailing me with a handcuff, I'm a cartoon with a big whip. Catch me throwing cake at the Leonardo. Yeah, fucking up my face, looking like Picasso. Normies in the dungeon going free ball. Hitting all these high notes. Elvis on TV acting far from normal. These normies mad cause I make them way too horny. Everything I do is a freaking porno. The way I butter toast giving people boners.
Hey.
Hello,
hey.
Hello. See, quick break.
Point 9. FM.
FM.
Transylvania. Boom.
Yo, that's what we're listening to.
You just heard three tunes. You heard Unhuman by Glue Unit, Freak Mode by Dorian Electra, and Tiny Devil by Divorcer off their EP Espionage.
We went Freak Mode, and I can confirm that.
Freak Mode.
Yeah, we all enjoy that song quite a bit.
Yeah,
the music video, check
tune.
It out.
Good tune.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, check out the music video.
We watched it like as soon as it dropped in my room, and we went Freak Mode.
Yeah, Dorian Electra, talented individual.
Very. That album cover.
The green one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fedora.
What, do you remember what that album was called?
I literally asked B this yesterday, and I forget every single time.
That's B's favorite album, and I forget.
Yeah, My Agenda. Okay, My Agenda. I knew it was My
Agenda. My Agenda, there's that song with the garden on it that I really
album
love.
Album cover.
Yeah.
It's just, it's so good.
Great album cover. I thought I'd get right back into more music, and we could probably close you out, because I got more tracks in little time.
More tracks.
So many tracks in so little time, and that's just how we do it on Tristomania.
I'm going to go into ads real quick, and then we'll get you three last songs here. Un peu de magie by Philippe Brac, off his record Les gens qu'on aime.
Come on, French.
And Float in Circles by Sunsetter, off The Best That I Can Be. And lastly, Be Free by, I'm probably saying this wrong, but Desir Maria, on their record On the Romance of Being. So I'll get to some ads and get that right to you.
See you.
Are you looking for ways to be a part of the community through low-stakes opportunities like volunteering? What about making friends that are really cool or have some common interests? Well, I'm here to tell you that at CITR, you can come volunteer at Volunteer Wednesdays, happening every other Wednesday from 12 to 3 with a really fun activity each time, like making signs or button making. Not only is it a great break from outside stress, but a great opportunity to be a part of the community. For more information, you can visit CITR's Instagram page at CITR and Discorder.
Ta-ta! Now the patriarchy is dead, and we killed it. If you identify as a woman, femme, trans, or non-binary, CITR wants you on the air. You can talk about literally whatever you want as long as you care about it. No worries if you have no experience, we'll train you in everything you need to know. Come by CITR and say hi.
Hey. Hi. Hello.
From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday to help us never play Led Zeppelin on CITR 101.9 FM ever again. I could be you.
Un peu magie. Dans nos vies mosseurs, s'enlever l'envie de quitter la parade, c'est quand même bien plus fun d'essayer de fucker la donne.
Des amis. Et
les autres attachent. Mais c'est quand même bien plus drôle d'essayer d'échanger les rôles. Quel bonheur de vous voir.
I try to love you, babe. You don't want to be free. Addicted to all your pain, you stay bound to the street. I find it very lame that you fear yourself. You live to lose yourself. I offered to be amazed, got my bonds honey glazed. Perhaps it's the mystery that comes with the card energy. Acting so strange, like love is a scary, 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 scary monster from your childhood.
Thank you.